You're listening to SBS News.
Overnight, Roger James Hamilton, a friend of Carm Gillespie, posted a photo of the pair during happier times in Bali. Mr. Hamilton says the photo was taken shortly before he disappeared. In a lengthy Facebook post, he speculated as to why the Australians' arrest for drug trafficking in China in 2013 went unreported. The post says they thought it would jeopardise the negotiations with China for his release.
Hello and thank you for dropping by.
Gillespie, described as a motivational speaker and actor, was found guilty of trafficking 7.5 kilograms of methamphetamine while attempting to board an international flight at Guangzhou's Bayonne Airport. Prime Minister Scott Morrison raising the case in Parliament.
Australia's opposition to the death penalty is bipartisan, multipartisan, unanimous, principled, consistent and well known.
But in the Senate, Green Senator Larissa Waters questioned Foreign Minister Maurice Payne on the government's handling of the case.
Why is the Australian public only finding out about his plight now? Why have you allowed this to happen?
Ms. Payne responded diplomatically.
Every consular case is handled in consultation with posts, with family, with legal representatives in the most appropriate way.
Gillespie's family have requested privacy, but in a statement saying they are very saddened by the situation. The release of the guilty verdict has now raised questions over the timing, with diplomatic tensions between Canberra and Beijing at a new low. The Global Times, which reflects a view of the Chinese Communist Party, says Australia's mentality towards China has become increasingly irrational, adding when China tries to uphold the rule of law, Australia wants to politicise China's court ruling. But experts believe there is reason to be sceptical, citing the case of Canadian man Robert Schallenberg, who was sentenced to death in China in 2019 on charges of drug smuggling. The verdict comes at a time of high diplomatic tension, following Canada's detention of Huawei's chief financial officer after a US extradition request. Clive Hamilton is a professor at Charles Sturt University in Canberra and the author of Silent Invasion about the growing influence of the Chinese Communist Party in Australia. He says the timing is questionable.
But the timing of it, I'm sure, is not accidental. And bear in mind that the Communist Party leadership effectively controls the courts if it chooses to do so. And it frequently uses the legal system in China as a political device.
Gillespie has just over a week to appeal his verdict. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.